Cuesta. Our college, thousands of success stories.
I am involved in student government. I really like that there are those opportunities that are accessible to everyone. Everyone has an equal opportunity to get involved. Everyone's really encouraged to be involved. It's really great for character building.
Student life and leadership at Cuesta College gives students a chance to learn more about their leadership capabilities and provides them an opportunity to become leaders in their communities.
A lot of people out there are self-taught, and they find that when they come into the classroom and enroll at Cuesta that they are learning so much more than they thought they ever knew by teaching themselves. And they use those computer skills plus the soft skills, and they become executives at corporations or small businesses.
It actually made it a lot more fun to be at school because I love working on computers. I really love the instructors here, and I don't think that if I went to another place I'd be able to get that personal contact.
I know that getting my degree from Cuesta has been the reason that I've gotten this job. I couldn't afford the university, and Cuesta had all the right options.
I've had dyslexia ever since I was in elementary school, and a lot of people have told me that he'll never be able to go to college, he'll never be able to graduate. I'm so happy to find a major like hospitality that's so easy for me to understand and fun.
My Cuesta, our college, thousands of success stories.
I came to Cuesta because I knew I'd be able to take a lot of different classes and figure out what I wanted to do, and I have. With the afternoon, evening, and online classes, I've been able to work full-time and go to school full-time.
I see community college as the greatest educational buffet table of all time. What Cuesta does best is to allow the students to look at the options that life has to offer.
You know, there's chefs in large hotels and cities, easily over $100,000 a year. I get calls daily from all over the county for people looking for workers to come out.
It was very hands-on. I mean, I worked here in the actual lab school, so it gave me practical experience both as a teacher and just in general. It was a wonderful experience.
What most people don't realize is there are a lot more in the way of job opportunities in the fashion, merchandising, and design industries, or the apparel industry, than they think. We see students who will transfer on to some private schools. We have a student who just went to FIT, which is the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York.
Cuesta, our college, thousands of success stories.
Taking courses at Cuesta College has been the reason that I've gotten this job. I've been working as a legal process clerk too for the Superior Court. I couldn't afford the university, and Cuesta had all the right options.
My name is Bob Davidson. I teach auto body. I believe every body shop in town has an ex-Cuesta College student in it. There is a demand for well-trained technicians, and I think we give them a real good start at that. There's very few schools actually here in California that offer any construction programs, and Cuesta is the top.
All the stuff I learned at Cuesta College definitely allowed me to get a cool job in the industry.
I believe every body shop in town has an ex-Cuesta College student in it.
my high school counselor told me about the Cuesta architecture program, so I moved down here from Reading. We get to do all kinds of fun projects.
More and more employers, more and more of the industry is looking to Cuesta to fill that entry-level need.
Stay tuned for the Cuesta College commencement, coming to you live from the gymnasium at the Cuesta College San Luis Obispo campus.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Pelham, and it is my honor to serve as the superintendent president of Cuesta College. I would like to thank Ron McCarley and the Cuesta College Jazz Ensemble for their musical talents this afternoon. I would like to ask the color guard to advance. Would the audience please remain standing? And as the color guard, or the group remains standing, the audience please stand. When the color guard is in position, would you please join Richie Klein, student trustee and ASCC president, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
At this time, I'll ask you to please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Please remain standing for the national anthem performed by the Cuesta College Jazz Ensemble and vocalist Kate Kovacevic.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of liberty and the home of love?
You may be seated. Good evening. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, faculty, and staff, welcome to the 43rd annual commencement ceremony for Cuesta College. Before I go further, please would everyone turn off your cell phones and beepers if you still have those things. I don't know if anybody does or not. I'm a little technologically challenged sometimes, so. It is wonderful to celebrate the success of our students tonight with all of you. This is, without question, Cuesta's best day. First, let me introduce the dignitaries on the stage. Please hold your applause until everyone has been introduced. First, to my far left, Don Norton and M. Batista, faculty presenters of the graduates. On the stage, Per Matheson, Cuesta College trustee, Gay Galvin, Cuesta College trustee, Pat Mullen, president, Cuesta College Board of Trustees, Sandy McLaughlin, interim vice president of student support, Richie Klein, student trustee and ASCC president, Tony Summer, interim vice president for student learning, Allison Merzon, academic senate president, Nancy Shearer, faculty speaker, and Ed Medulli, vice president for administrative services. Our sign language interpreters are Kathy Robiscotti and Abby Coop. I would like to introduce a couple of folks in the audience. First of all, we have two former presidents with us that I would like to recognize. Two former presidents of Cuesta College, Dr. Frank Martinez. Frank? And Dr. Marie Rosenwasser. And I didn't give you an opportunity to applaud our platform guests. We have also with us tonight the Chief of Staff of the Cal Poly President's Office, Dan Howard Green. Tonight we are celebrating the achievements of 747 graduates with 875 degrees, represented by this 176 students in attendance. Tonight is primarily a celebration of the success of our graduates. However, no success is truly individual in nature. So I'd like the graduates to please stand. Now, graduates, please give a hand to the folks up in the stands who have helped you out so much in achieving the success. Thank you. Please be seated. I would also like to give a few thank yous at this point. A very special thank you to the commencement committee for making this beautiful ceremony possible. Also, many thanks to the Cuesta College friends, volunteers, and donors for your generous support. Your support has provided many scholarships which have helped these graduates attend Cuesta College, ultimately achieving the success that they are achieving tonight. Many of you have also contributed to Cuesta through your many gifts of time and talent, and we are profoundly grateful for your support. Before I became a college president, a friend of mine who was a long-standing president made an observation that I still remember. He said, you only have to remember two things if you want to be a successful college president. One is make sure that your students receive an exceptional educational opportunity. And the second is take care of the people who provide that exceptional educational opportunity. I would like to take this opportunity to ask our full and part-time faculty to please rise and be recognized. In addition to an exceptional faculty, Cuesta College also is blessed with a very, very fine support staff and administrative staff. I would like to, at this point, ask these folks who are often in the background but have also contributed to the support of our graduates tonight, would my colleagues and the staff and administration of Cuesta College please stand? Thank you. In tonight's class, we have students ranging in age from 17 to 62. There are four sets of siblings graduating, one mother graduating with her daughter, one husband and wife graduating together. There are eight international students graduating representing Japan, Afghanistan, Laos, Thailand, and Venezuela. We also have 50 registered nurses graduating tonight. And I have to tell you, I attended the nursing pinning ceremony this afternoon, and we're going to have a good time tonight, but we're not going to have nearly as good a time as they had. Since our first commencement in 1965, we have awarded a total of 23,400 degrees to 20,000 graduates. Over time, Cuesta College has certainly changed the lives of thousands of people, one life at a time. I'd like to let you get to know our graduates a bit by showing you, by actually giving them a little exam here. You know, they thought they were done, they're not. But this will tell you a little bit about them. Boo, yeah, I know. This will tell you a little bit about them. I would like for you to raise your hand, graduates, if you intend to transfer to a university or a four-year college for your bachelor's degree. Now, raise your hand if you worked while you were attending classes at Cuesta College. Raise your hand if you're raising children while you were here at Cuesta College. Now for a hard one. How many of you attended classes, held down a job, and raised children while you were attending Cuesta College? Who among you is an employee of Cuesta College? All right. Are any of you the first member of your family to attend college? Is anyone earning two or more degrees tonight? Now here's the final question. Now this is a tough one. How many of you are proud, happy, and relieved that you're graduating tonight? Graduates, you had a dream, believed in yourself, worked through tough times, and met your goal. This is your formula for success in life. Congratulations. While you receive your degree tonight, always remember Cuesta College. Come back to take courses, to learn the latest in technology, or to enrich your life through recreation and the arts. Keep in touch. We want to know how you're doing, for you are our greatest success. Congratulations. We're proud of each and every one of you. Now, representing the faculty is the Academic Senate President, Allison Merzon. Ms. Berzon is an outstanding physical education teacher, former coach, and a faculty member. She will recognize this year's retiring faculty members who are being awarded faculty emeritus status. This year's emeritus faculty members have been well-loved and very successful teachers. And as a group, they have contributed more than 139 years of service to Cuesta College. It's appropriate to recognize them at commencement because they're commencing with the next exciting phase in their lives, and they have contributed so very much to the success of these graduates. Ms. Allison Berzon.
On behalf of the faculty of Cuesta College, to the graduates, family, and friends, I congratulate you on a job well done. It's for nights like tonight when we get the opportunity to celebrate your accomplishments, your commitment to learning, and the pursuit of your dreams that we, the faculty, do what we do, and we hope that you continue to be inspired to learn throughout your lives. According to the late psychiatrist David Viscott, the purpose of life is to discover your gift. The meaning of life is giving your gift away. I hope that each of you has many opportunities for self-discovery and gift-giving along the way. Tonight, we take a moment not only to celebrate our students and their accomplishments, but we take a moment to pay tribute to our colleagues, the faculty of Cuesta College. According to a Japanese proverb, better than 1,000 days of diligent study is one day spent with a great teacher. Tonight, we honor four of those great teachers, the emeritus faculty of the academic year 2007-2008. Faculty emeritus status is recommended by the Academic Senate and conferred by the Board of Trustees to honor outstanding faculty and their years of service to the profession. Someone once said, "There is no more noble a profession than teaching. A great teacher is a great artist, but his medium is not canvas, but the human soul." The faculty we honor tonight have been painting on the souls of Cuesta College students for a combined 139 years. This year's honorees include a biologist, a mathematician, one Spanish instructor, and one construction technology leader. In this esteemed group are two division chairs, one of Cuesta's most traveled faculty, one academic excellence and one teaching excellence award winner, campus leaders, one national champion, and strong advocates for students and student learning who are all well-respected and admired by their peers. We celebrate these faculty for their commitment to Cuesta, their community, and most important, you, their students. We commend their ability to inspire and challenge the quintessential role of the educator. As Joseph Campbell said, the job of an educator is to teach students to see the vitality in themselves. These fine faculty are recognized tonight for their ability to assist students in the personal pursuit of self-discovery. At this time, I'd like to introduce each emeritus faculty honoree and ask that they stand and remain standing to be recognized. It's saying something about this group that the most junior of the four has been serving Cuesta for over 25 years. Our first honoree is Judy Barkley from Math. 1979-2008, 29 years of service. Judy is a recognized campus leader, having served on all the major campus committees in her tenure at Cuesta. She has been the math division chair for the last 13 years, and in 2003-04 was honored as the outstanding academic employee. In her retirement, she looks forward to volunteering at the Children's Museum and spending more time with her grandchildren. Judy's leadership and commitment to excellence will be missed by her students and her peers. Thank you for your service, Judy. Our second honoree is Pete Lagomarsino, Construction Technology. Yeah. 1976-2008, 31 years of service. It's impressive. In his own words, Pete has quote-unquote survived five college presidents, five academic deans, and one term as division chair. He has led the construction of 12 different structures as class projects, including campus classrooms, and I had to put this in there, the softball dugouts. In addition, he has led his students in many Skills USA competitions, culminating in the construction technology team earning national gold medals last year in Kansas City. Pete's leadership will be missed by his students, his peers, and his many community supporters. Congratulations, Pete. I don't believe our next person could be here, but I'd like to recognize her anyway. Evelyn Alshire, Biological Sciences, 1975-2008, 32 years of service. Evie has taught the widest range of classes in the biological sciences area, everything from anatomy to zoology. According to her division chair, in the past 10 years, her specialty has become microbiology, where she has prepared countless pre-allied health students for a career in nursing or another related field. Whatever the class, she is enthusiastically endorsed by her students. Evie plans on retiring to her ranch, where she will continue to tend to her chickens, although the rumor is the folks in math and science will miss their egg lady. Thank you. Our last honoree tonight is Nancy Shearer, Languages and Communications, Spanish. 1975-2008, 32 years of service. Nancy joined Cuesta in 1975 as a part-time faculty member. She became full-time in 1988. She has taught summer school in both Guadalajara and Costa Rica. Additionally, in her time at Cuesta, she has visited Dartmouth College, Spain, and Italy as components of her sabbatical. In 2003-04, she was awarded the Teaching Excellence Award. She's an amazing teacher and an admired colleague. Nancy, thank you for your service. It is said that a good teacher is like a candle. It consumes itself to light the way for others. Thank you for being the light for our students for many, many years, faculty. Would you all please join me one more time in thanking these four fine faculty? And now I have the honor of introducing this year's faculty speaker, Ms. Nancy Shearer. As I just previously noted, Nancy's been a member of our esteemed Languages and Communications Division for 32 years. In 2003-04, she earned the Teaching Excellence Award, which is an honor bestowed by your peers. She has always been a strong advocate for students and is highly regarded amongst her colleagues. Her speech is entitled, Make Yourself Uncomfortable. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Nancy Shearer.
Thank you, Allison, and thank you to the Cuesta College class of 2008 for allowing me 5 minutes of your time. Y también me gustaría darles la bienvenida a todos los padres, los parientes y los amigos de los graduados. Gracias por venir esta noche. Es una noche de celebración. Y es una noche muy especial para los que son los primeros de su familia que se gradúan en una universidad. Felicidades. Oh, I'm sorry. A few of you might not know Spanish. I've been teaching Spanish for quite a few years, over 30 years here at Cuesta, and sometimes I forget that I'm not in the classroom. But did you feel a bit lost or uncomfortable? Good. That is what I wanted to do, as my talk tonight is entitled, Make Yourself Uncomfortable. We have more than three international students graduating tonight. They are from Japan, Laos, Afghanistan, and Thailand. My guess is they have felt uncomfortable at times here at Cuesta. They have probably experienced homesickness, loneliness, and confusion with our English language and our American customs. Imagine taking Cuesta classes as a non-native English speaker and how out of place you can feel at times. We also have Cuesta students who were raised speaking two languages or even more. It is exciting to know that some of the languages spoken by our Cuesta graduating class are Spanish, Japanese, German, Chinese, Danish, Arabic, Tagalog, Italian, Urdu, Farsi, French, Turkish, and Samoan. Wow, that is a lot. And my guess is that they have been challenged linguistically and culturally at times on our campus. I wish that all of you in this graduating class will make the effort to place yourselves in uncomfortable situations. Step out of your box. Move out of your comfort zone. Stretch yourselves. And how are you going to do that? By taking that big step, that leap of faith in yourself, and travel to a foreign country. And of course, it goes without saying, learn another language. I believe that if human beings truly acted on what they are capable of, the results would be astounding. Learning a foreign language is difficult, but extremely rewarding. Mistakes will be made, but that is how you learn. All Spanish 1 students learn that you should never say, "Estoy embarazada," when you want to say that you're embarrassed. If you say that, you'll soon learn that you have just said that you are pregnant. When American male students say it, it's really hysterical. I love it. I am proud to have worked with colleagues who do a tremendous job of teaching Spanish, French, and German here at Cuesta. My colleagues are devoted to teaching our students how to converse and communicate in those languages, not just conjugate verbs. But all of us instructors know that the best way to learn a foreign language is to go to a foreign country and immerse yourself in the language and culture on a 24/7 basis. But doing so can make you feel intimidated, out of your element, foreign, and uncomfortable, all of which are the perfect recipe for personal growth and life experiences. I had one female student who was doing extremely well in one of my Spanish classes. She was a perfect candidate to apply for a year-long study abroad program in Spain. So, of course, as her Spanish teacher, I encouraged her. She came to my office and told me she was in a dilemma. She wanted to go to Spain, but her boyfriend didn't want her to go. She didn't know what to do. Luckily, she asked for my advice. And I was ready. I simply stated that if she didn't apply, she'd lose out on a fabulous opportunity. And if she stayed in the States and her relationship ended, then she would have missed out on an opportunity to study abroad. I added that if the relationship were strong enough, it would last. She went to Spain. The relationship did not survive, but she had a life-altering experience. Now that was not an easy decision. She felt uncomfortable making it, but nothing she ever regrets. Another student of mine, Juanito, had just mastered Spanish too. He was an excellent student, and so I encouraged him to go to Mexico to study and travel. "Oh, Senora Shear, I can't go down to Mexico because I am a strict vegan. I have a special diet. I couldn't possibly travel outside of the United States." I explained to Juanito that there were vegetarians in Mexico and he would do just fine. Well, he did go. He went to Oaxaca, Mexico, fell in love with a young Mexican woman, brought her back up to San Luis Obispo, and now they have a beautiful daughter. And of course, his Spanish-speaking skills are great. He really stepped out of his box. I challenge the class of 2008 to make yourselves feel uncomfortable. Take that step towards a Spanish speaker in the supermarket who doesn't understand English but needs help, even if your Spanish isn't great. Be willing to make faux pas and laugh at yourself as you are learning another language and experiencing another culture. In Japan, you will learn to wear the correct sandals while going into the restroom. In India, you will learn not to eat with your left hand. In Spain, you will learn to say buen provecho which means have a good meal or bon appetit. You can say it to strangers, which is something we don't often do in the States. But don't limit yourselves to the comfortable confines of your own town. See a sunrise in Machu Picchu. Eat tapas in San Sebastian, Spain. Watch turtles laying their eggs in the sand at Tortuguero, Costa Rica. Experience the temples and shrines of old Japan in Kyoto, and dance all night long at the Love Parade in Berlin, Germany. And step out of your box, extend your boundaries, and be willing to make yourself uncomfortable. You will truly be astonished by yourself.
Thank you, Nancy. Now you have some idea why she is such a great teacher. It now gives me great pleasure to introduce our interim Vice President of Student Support, Sandy McLaughlin. She will recognize our honor graduates. And I also want to recognize that Sandy is the most recent winner of the President's Leadership Award here at Cuesta College.
And I want to assure you I'm not feeling the least bit uncomfortable. It's my distinct pleasure tonight to introduce the students with honors. As the audience might have noticed, that many of our graduates are wearing colorful things around their necks, and some of them are flowers, and some of them are cords and stoles. And so tonight, I'm going to decode the cords for you. First, I want to talk about our Alpha Gamma Sigma students. AGS is a Scholastic Honor Society that emphasizes volunteer service. And I'd like all the students who are wearing a gold cord to stand, and I'll tell the audience what that signifies. The gold cord is for students who have AGS membership, and in order to qualify, students have completed a grade point average of a 3.0, a B or higher, and have also completed 20 hours of volunteer service. Let's applaud the graduates. Okay, you folks can have a seat. And now we'll talk about the gold stoles. And those are kind of the wider bands. And this signifies life membership. And to qualify for this, the students have to have a grade point average of 3.5 or better, with at least one semester in AGS, or 3.25 with two semesters in AGS. So will all those students still please stand so we can acknowledge you. Okay. Thank you. The students who are wearing green cords are graduating, there are Cuesta College Honor students, and they're graduating with a grade point average of 3.5 to 3.749999. And so will everyone with the green cord please stand and be recognized. This signifies a lot of hours of hard work out there. Okay, now we're going to move to the group that we call High Honors. These are the students who are wearing white cords, and they've earned a GPA of 3.75 or higher. 56 students of the entire graduating class are graduating with high honors, and of those, 20 are with us this evening. And these individuals I'm going to call individually by name, and if the audience would please hold their applause until we've introduced everyone. So I'm going to start with Michael Brubaker, with a 3.75. Jacqueline Gogan, 3.76. Jesse Imlay, 3.76. Tarek Zakaria, 3.76. Okay. Penny Glass, 3.78. Brandon West, 3.78. Well, we're going to stay. Keep standing. He's trying to. Everybody stay standing, please. Janelle Willis, 3.80. Rachel Easton, 3.81. Roberta Duffy, 3.82. There, it's edging up here. Jonathan Wilson, 3.84. All right. Gabriella Burrish, 3.86. Mari Sullivan, 3.88. Carrie Kush, 3.92. Hannah Loomis. Oops, Dana Duke, 3.92. I know Dana's. I signed lots of Dana's time cards. There she is. Hannah Loomis, 3.93. And Nestor Velos. Where's Nestor? Nestor has a 3.99. And I was just curious, so I had to look and investigate how that happened, and it was a two-day half-unit class. I'm sorry, Nestor, but anyway, he was that close. Let's give everyone a hand, and congratulations. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Now, believe it or not, this class has some straight-A students. That's unimaginable, isn't it? And out of the 8 students in our entire class, 4 of them are with us this evening. And I think one of the best parts of this semester was sitting with these 4 individuals and being able to talk to them individually. And they're really very, very special. And I will introduce them one at a time and tell you a little bit about them. I was also pleased, my other job, when I'm not the interim vice president, I'm the executive dean of the North County campus and the South County centers. And it just so happens that all 4 students are from North County. How about that? And our first student is Kellen Candy. Kellen is a Paso Robles resident. She was homeschooled and first attended Cuesta College at the age of 14. She has since attended both the North County campus and the San Luis Obispo campuses. In the fall, she is headed off to Cal Poly with a double major in physics and chemistry. Now that's impressive. She shared with me that the turning point in her decision about majors was in Brett Clark's Chem 10 class. She just loved that course. And Kellen grew up on a ranch with her parents and a bunch of critters and attributes her success to stubbornness. She never settled when things got hard. Congratulations. Our next student is Peggy Harden. Looking, there you are, okay. Peggy is a Templeton resident, and she began her college career at the age of 40 when she decided to come to college and become a nurse. She grew up in Atascadero and attended Atascadero High. She says her first 2 instructors, Sean Bowling and Judy Myers, made her feel welcome and had a huge impact on her decision and her education. Next week, Peggy will begin the LVN program on the North County campus and is also applying for the RN program. Peggy's 3 daughters have taken college classes with her. The 2 oldest were in her history class just this semester, and her youngest in the sign language class. Can you imagine the competitiveness? She says there, it wasn't there, but that's hard to believe. And Peggy also has a lot of critters at home, which seems to be a theme for North County. Congratulations, Peggy. Paula Ozar, where's Paula? There she is. Paula and I started to have a conversation, it just turned into a party. We were just having such a good time. Paula graduated mid-year in December and is now attending Cal Poly as a construction management major. She is proud to say that she's the only one in her family of 8 children who has earned a college degree, and now her 2 daughters and her niece are following in her footsteps attending Cuesta College. She shared, I asked them their secrets of success. She shared that one of her study secrets was taping lectures and study questions and then using sleep teaching techniques, as well as listening to the tapes on her long drive to and from Heritage Ranch. Paula had a long list of people she wanted to be sure that I listed as that she considered most inspirational. These are Cuesta College faculty and staff. They include Bill Wilson, V.Z. Ralston, Eileen French, Chris Thorpe, Peter Dill, Chris Akalian, Brett Allen, Pete Lagomarsino, Pat Hughes, and Scott Greenaway. You've made a lot of friends here. Congratulations, Paula. And last but not least is Katie Tierney. Where is she? Oh, she's way there in the back. Okay. Katie began Cuesta College as a sophomore in high school. She's an Atascadero resident, and she did this to supplement her homeschool education. She says the secret to her success is the never-ending support of her family, and this is something that she really emphasized with me. She said they are so important to her because she says they are always there for her no matter what. She says she thinks Cuesta is an amazing college, especially for high school enrichment students. Katie's mother and older sister have both graduated from Cuesta. And Katie shared with me that she's been riding horses since the age of 3 and hopes to one day work on a youth outreach ranch for disabled children. In the meantime, she's enrolling at Cal Poly in the Ag Tech program in their animal science. Congratulations, Katie. Let's give all of our honor students one last hand. I am now so proud to bring Richie Klein back to the podium. Richie grew up in Pismo Beach and attended Arroyo Grande High School, but he decided rather early on that high school wasn't really his thing, and he took the high school proficiency test. It seems, however, that Cuesta College has been his thing. He has served this year as Cuesta College's student body president and has served as the student trustee on our board of trustees. Richie was recently honored as the only student from our region to receive the Student Leadership Scholarship from the California Community College Student Affairs Association. He plans to transfer and pursue global studies. When I talk to Richie, and we talk to each other off and on, we enjoy each other's company, he always insists he's just a normal guy, but I'm gonna let you be the judge of that. Thank you. Richie?
Good evening, how is everyone? Good, cool. I think graduation day is a bit like walking into an airport, because you're leaving behind the safety and security of college for the uncertainty and adventure of the rest of your life. Some of you will walk in and decide to stay and resume your studies, and others will pause and consider buying a one-way ticket to a spur-of-the-moment destination. And the rest of you may have purchased a ticket beforehand to a specified place. In all three cases, none of us know what will happen when we get there, who we'll meet, or where we'll end up with our career. The plane you board may be an easy ride, or it may be scary and turbulent. It may fly up and down the coast of California, or it may take you across other seas. You may choose a particular destination, or you may go where the wind steers you. And on that plane, you'll find new friends. Some will share your hopes, and others may have your own agenda, but each one will influence you in a different way. All of your loved ones are so proud of you right now. You've made it through your schooling by your own will, and made the choices to gain an understanding of what you believe will help you in your future. You may know exactly what you want to do, and of course, you may realize your dreams. And on the other hand, life could throw up some surprises, and you could find yourself doing something diametrically opposed to what you'd planned. When it comes to friends, you may be leaving some behind today. Over the past few years, they have shared your workload, your ambitions, and your coffee breaks, not to mention your socializing. It's hard to part with them, and within the global village, it's easy to lose touch. That's why I'm suggesting that you make concrete arrangements to stay in touch, either by phone or by email. In spite of the friends you make, there's something special about those who shared your college life and those long talks deep into the night. Some of you will rush aboard your plane, and others may be more hesitant.
Some of you will have plenty of baggage and others will travel lightly. One thing you will all bring is your memories of your growing years and of your families. Today, those of you who have encouraged you all those years are happy to see you graduate. And I know you'll agree with me that they're owed a huge debt of gratitude for their support and love. Obviously, judging by your results, you studied hard, but you also had help from your tutors and professors. It's worth mentioning, too, that a college like this is made up of many different components and many different people. Think, for instance, of the library staff, and the cafeteria staff, and those who kept that endless supply of coffee flowing. There were many people involved in your graduation, and it'll be a sign of your maturity that you thank them for their efforts on your behalf. Gratitude and graciousness towards others will always work in your favor. We always remember the person who speaks kindly of us, so always remember to speak kindly of other people. So tonight you'll be celebrating, and rightly so. You deserve to have a night out downtown. When tomorrow comes, but obviously not too early in the morning, you can get ready for your journey. Bring with you the knowledge you have, but also bring an open mind. It's great to have a route planned, but be willing to take unanticipated opportunities. Remember also to always have time for your families and friends. Take time to enjoy life's bounty, the beauties of nature, and the existence of our planet. Take the time to notice similarities in people rather than differences. I want to go ahead and end by reading an excerpt from one of my favorite inspirational books. It's taken from a brilliant piece of literature called Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemies prowl. On you will go, though the hack and cracks howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. And on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far, and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. And you will succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. So, be your name Buxbaum or Bixby or Bray, or Mordecai Alley, Van Allen, O'Shea. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Congratulations, class of 2008.
Thank you, Richie. Richie has done a terrific job this year as our student trustee and also as the president of our student body. It's my pleasure now to call on Interim Vice President of Student Learning, Toni Summer. She will tell you more about the graduating class and the faculty and staff who have served them so well.
Before presenting the class of 2008, I would like to share some facts about this impressive group. 98 of the graduates completed classes on North County campus. Two did all their coursework at the South County centers. Five local high school students actually have earned their AA degree before their high school diplomas. 77 Extended Opportunity Program students are graduating tonight, and 102 Disabled Student Programs and Services students are graduating. And 9 of the graduates started at Cuesta College as English as a Second Language students, as well as we have 6 CalWORK students with us tonight. Congratulations. As the program shows, the largest number of students are receiving degrees in transfer studies, but there are other degrees that are also being granted tonight, such as general studies, welding technology, psychiatric technician, family studies, fashion design and merchandising, chemistry, business administration, registered nursing, library information technology, international studies, fitness, health, and nutrition, broadcast communications, auto body technician, electromechanical technology, construction technology, architectural technology, and early childhood education, just to name a few. Graduates, you are all amazing in your perseverance and enthusiasm towards achieving your goals, and you have much to be proud of this evening. It is my honor and pleasure to present the class of 2008. Graduates, please rise.
President of the Board of Trustees of Cuesta College, Patrick Mullen, I hereby certify and verify to you and the members of the board that the members of the class of 2008 have met the requirements established by the Board of Governors of California Community Colleges and the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo County Community College District. On the recommendation of the faculty, I am pleased to present them to you for conferring of their degrees.
Thank you, Dr. Pelham. By the virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo County Community College District, I hereby confer on each of you the degree of Associate of Arts or Associate in Science. Please accept my congratulations. Graduates, we are so proud of you. Thank you.
Andrea Rose Stout.
Keisha A. Silva.
Eva Arevalo.
Hannah Christine Loomis.
Ashley Christine Clark.
Rochelle C.D. Baca.
Ron Dwayne Smith.
Christy Elizabeth Pacheco.
Megan Joanna Summit.
Sarah Jane Boyard.
George Kyer Azar.
Teresa Margarita Fernandez.
Jake Robert Hall.
Tracy Elizabeth Loschiavo.
Jacqueline Ann Goggin.
Thank you. Lori L. Gelch.
Marie Suzanne Goldsmith.
Joanne Lai Karani Mislang.
Rochelle May Nestle.
Julie Kate Brainerd.
Francesca Inez Fonseca.
Suzanne Dolores Boswell.
Alessa Elizabeth Sirachi.
Megan Nicole Tuvey.
Tarek Zakaraka.
Ellie Johnson.
Janelle Irene Willis.
Matana Don Michelangelo.
Julie Marshall Dawes.
Rachel Caitlin Easton.
Elizabeth Ann Zuniga.
Cassandra Rochelle Bacon.
Leslie Ann Donovan.
Donald Neil Cocroft.
Samuel F. Blair.
Dana M. Hubble. Do I say that?
Rodney Shire the Second.
Jeffrey M. Wagner.
Peggy Ann Harden.
Jennifer Amber Schulerman.
Jenny Marie Dressel.
David William Magruder Green.
Brenda Denise Rosberg.
Stephen Booth.
Courtney Kristen O'Connor.
Kelly Elizabeth Tierney.
Gabriela Lopez Barash.
Maria Luis Muniz.
Monica Marie Gomez.
Marlena Elise McLean.
Aaron Peter Cartwright.
David Fisher.
Preston J. Wallace.
Joel Noblet.
Michael Alexander Jones.
Ashley Lauren Wilkes.
Benjamin R. Drake.
Jennifer M. Emmerich.
Renee Nicole Mader.
Christine Nicole Cooks.
Haley Rose Collins.
Elvira Rangel.
Kara Lee Resendez.
Terry Lynn Daniels.
Dana Lynn Duke.
Rihanna Opegard.
Michael David Brubaker.
Lucian Hunter McDermott.
Garth Baldwin.
Melissa Carpuz Rodriguez.
Joanna Bill.
Karen Ann Mabry.
Brittany Marie Maxwell.
Lisa R. Maxwell.
Ismael Magana.
Eric Sean Dillon.
Stephen J. Doherty.
Kellen Nicole Candy.
Marie Lois Sullivan.
Diana Marciela Delgado.
Giovanna Quellar.
Mary Lou Ramirez Madrigal.
Maria G. Martinez Barrera.
Nestor R. Veloz.
Melinda Christine Perez.
Sonia McMurray Melendez.
Jason Stephen Wolverton.
Kyle Renee Townley.
Jennifer Nicole Connor.
Heather M. Philpott.
Catherine Jo Killebrew. Yeah.
Malia Christina Sabatini.
Roberta Eggleston Duffy.
William Raymond Sharp.
Yeah. Nicole Lynn Harter.
Ryan Michael Amabile.
Scott David Duca.
Holly Hartley.
Luis Fernando Anaya.
Catherine Marie Burnham.
Hyman Juarez.
Paula Marie Ozar.
Shauna Colby Horn.
June Marie Bradbear.
Paul Gerald Gaines.
Rochelle Melissa Holmes.
Marcella Loredana Barr.
John Lauren Vondergriff.
Kyle A. Nichols.
Michaela Corey Gibson.
Sean Daniel Gibson.
Cassandra Lynn Vanzi.
Jeremy Thomas Edmonds.
Terry Don Howell.
Rebecca Lee Musoff.
Catherine Blair Chandler.
Lindsay Lee Cole.
Candy Violet Reebok.
Juan Jose Ramirez.
Jake C. Fuller.
Nicholas Rasmussen.
Jerry Victoria Barrett.
Danielle Lynette Mello.
Ashley DeGody.
Penny Ann Glass.
Megan Ashley Marsh.
Jessica Catalina Hood.
Julie Ann Quelo.
Michelle R. Marlowe.
Ellison Mary Beauchamp.
Danielle Rose Dressler.
Allison Brooke Rose.
Crystal Myra Cush.
Carrie Francis Cush.
Matthew Paul Cortez.
Jace Daniel Milliken.
Nancy M. Shaboya.
Monica Guerrero.
Layla Abarashed.
Linda E. S. Komen.
Lindsay Marie Armstrong.
Rochelle Lynn Farmer.
Tiffany Ann Miller.
Janessa Lynn Gillis.
Jasmine Star Alemano.
Kimberly Corinne Stromso.
Great. Casey M. Weinstein.
Patricia Ann Donaghy.
Shannon Marie Scaife.
Tara Louise Mitchell.
Jessa D. Imlay.
Levi J. Marks.
Carrie Elizabeth Williams.
Jacqueline James.
Michael Anthony Cantanio.
Michael Leon David.
Emily Marie Belamonte.
Tyler Stephen Tatum.
Erica M. Oberbauer.
Lauren L. Cutler.
Alexandra A. Jones.
Colby Alexander Dixon.
Donna Teresa Hugh.
Tambra Marie Freeborn.
Kelly R. Nealon.
Sandra S. Wade.
Uka Bartur.
Farida Akbar.
Jillian Lorena Woods.
Jonathan Johnman Wilson.
Congratulations, Ashley. Ashley Suzanne Bridges.
Monica Ann Schuerman.
Karina Plaschuk.
Jeremy Fishbein.
Priscilla Reyes Navarro.
Amanda Danielle Baker.
Stephanie E. Lee.
Sophia Laverne Galsey.
Tina Maria, no, excuse me, Tina Murray.
Camille T. Thorpe.
Marines. Janice Ricaro.
Maria Ann Anguiano.
Jacqueline Marie Echevarria.
James I. Kendall.
Donna Vanessa Tejada Baccaro.
Cynthia Salas Vandrame.
Patricia Luco Robinson.
Congratulations.
Katie Tierney.
Gary Anthony Rhodes.
Philip Warren Quinn.
Graduates of 2008, please rise. You may now move your tassel from the right to the left, signifying you're officially graduates. You may be seated for just a minute. Before we bring this ceremony to a close, let me make two announcements. The first is I ask all of you in the audience to please remain seated until the platform party faculty and graduates have left the gymnasium. You'll be able to connect with your graduate outside the lobby at the reception, just straight out that way. We invite you to join our graduates and faculty at the reception in the patio. For our faculty, dignitaries, and staff, please join me at a special reception at the High Tech Center. Class of 2008, enjoy this milestone. You take the very best wishes of all of us at Cuesta College with you as you enter this next exciting phase of your life. Congratulations, thank you, and good night. Please stand. Thank you.
Thank you.